All right, Pro Circuit Pulpcast with the Jet getting his second career win. It didn't look easy, Jet, but that's the way you want to do it, right?
Yeah, it was it went really nice. It felt similar to H2. Obviously, H2, I had more of a gap, but no, it was good. It was a fun ride. I had Colt right there, so I had to make sure I hit my marks. And no, it was all around pretty good ride, I felt like.
He was catching you at one point. Did you know that you were marking him? Did you pick it up somewhere? It looked to me like, you picked it up a little bit. But I don't know. Did you see that?
It was funny because I had no spot where I could see him, actually. So okay. I kind of knew he was there, but I didn't know how far he was. But Christian put on one lap. It was like 3 seconds, I think it was, on the pit board.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, okay, at least I got a bit of a gap on him. But I had to look at the TV every now and then to kind of see where he's at. Right. And judge like, oh, okay, he's there. I have a bit of a gap now, or he's right there. So, nah.
Yep. I thought you were doing really good in the whoops. Did you feel good in there? Did you have any sketchy moments? I thought you were excellent.
Yeah, I felt like I just made sure I hit my front wheel on every whoop that most people tell me to do. So I did that. And I think I had one or two sketchy moments, but that's going to happen when you do 19 laps. Like, you're at least going to have one sketchy moment, which I was able to hold the bike pretty strong, and the bike, I rode it out fairly good. But I felt really comfortable in the whoops tonight.
Track was slippery when you guys first got out there. It was kind of muddy, but I thought you were getting that three over that table, pretty much the first guy. How much better was the track for the night show? A ton better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The track, like, I heard that people actually watered the track, like, in between one of the breaks. Like, it's insane for how heavy it rained this morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a mudder race. So I was kind of getting prepared. I'm like, right here, it looks like it's going for a mudder. And even, like, the first practice, it was a little muddy and, like, on the flat spots, but
yep.
Still, like, the track ain't terrible. Like, it's pretty good, to be honest. Like,
right, right. Look, those guys are, the lappers are tough, huh? I mean, they're tough.
Oh, yeah. It's harsh because, like, I get, like, I'm not bagging them, but...
No, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm getting pressured from Cole, I have to make sure I hit my marks and get on a fast laps, and I catch them pretty quickly. And when they're singular, it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a real pain when they're together, but there's some guys that literally just... They don't listen to any blue flag.
Right.
But I felt like at one stage, one guy, I thought I was going to blow my bike up. So I was revving the bike at him so much.
Right. Like, yeah,
I need like an air horn on the front of my bars or something.
Right.
Go and squeeze that.
I know a guy who got a horn idea for a bike, so I'll pass you on to him. hey, how's your shoulder? Is it? Are we at 100% yet, or are we still
not? No, shoulder's definitely not at 100%. I think it's probably like at maybe 75%,
okay.
80%. Like,
yep.
It's still not there. Like, I have G taped up really good, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's still not. It's definitely far away from 100%.
Well, cool, man. What are you going to do on the break? You going to hang out, watch Hunter next week?
Yes, support Hunter. I think I'll be coming out to Daytona to have a little watch. And do some golfing, finally. I got some new clubs from Kuma.
Yep.
And I'm going to go and use those things.
I saw that. Yeah, sweet. Awesome, man. Well, hey, good job. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And nice win tonight. Thanks, Jet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.